Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Post Malone, and Jelly Roll. Going to be at Mile High. That's coming up this weekend. They'll be there Sunday night. Now, you're going to the show. Carson's going to the show. But, Jamie, you're learning the words to all the songs, right?
Yep, all of them. Yep.
Making sure that you could do a big sing-along.
Yeah, because that makes a concert now, much better if you know all the words.
Which friend are you taking?
Kylie.
Yeah.
Kylie. Well, I'm telling you, it was like Bob was in the air or something, because, you know, Father's Day is not the best for me, just in a lot of you, because, you know, it's sad, right, if you don't have your dad. And so Kylie's like, I'm doing brunch with my dad. Why don't you come over afterwards and we'll sit on the deck and just have some wine, and that way, you know, just do something to get your mind off of it, whatever. I was like, that's so nice. And then out of nowhere, your friend Ashley is like, hey, I have tickets. Do you want to go to Post Malone? I was like, oh. Yeah.
Great idea.
So, you know, obviously I'll take Kylie because she invited me over. So, yeah.
Big show.
Yeah,
big show. Big ass show, right?
Big ass show.
Now, from what I remember, they have that big tailgate party, right?
Yes.
How does that work? Can anybody go? Then yeah. If you've got a ticket to the show, you're going to the stadium, you get to go to the, it's not that exclusive then, is it? It's just, you just show up.
They do have a VIP tickets and VIP experiences within the tailgate that you can go to. But, I mean,
but
the
you
overall
pay for
thing
that.
Is just general admission.
But you got to pay for that.
I don't
that.
Even know if you can pay for it. I think it's just, like, you either get them or you don't get them, the VIP entrance.
I have no idea.
I don't know how that
like,
works.
They get, like, the VIP tickets get, like, 2 free beers. They get lunch, some exclusive other things. But the
I'm
overall
sure you
thing
can
is,
buy it, you know, probably.
Yeah, I would think that you buy that.
It might be a package, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Either way, it's going to be a big show. They're expecting 70,000 people down there.
My biggest concern is I'm not going to wake up Monday morning in time.
Mm.
That's because we're staying downtown.
Yeah.
That's my.
It's going to be a late night.
I kind of hope you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I can make that happen.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
after 3 hours sleep, hey, you know, Post Malone.
If you do that, just make sure you text me before you do it. So
right.
I cannot
so
show up.
Because I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Because my biggest concern is we're leaving my car here, and then she's picking me up, and then we're going downtown, and I have to get an Uber at 4:30 in the morning. I hope
back
they show.
To here.
Yeah, I hope they show up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think they'll show up. I think it's a matter of you show up.
Wake it up.
That's the key.
That's gonna be the X factor.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I gotta tell you, that's gonna be one heck of a show,
it is.
Because he has so many songs,
but
and
he keeps
Jelly Roll.
Falling down.
And, what do you mean?
Well, I've watched two different places where he's been, and he keeps falling down.
Well, it's better he falls down than Jelly Roll.
Well, Jelly Roll's lost so much weight, though.
Yeah, man, it'd be hard to get up.
Yeah, but, I mean, still. Jelly Roll is not
now,
like
why
the
is,
big obese boy
Why is
anymore.
Posty having a problem standing?
I don't know. I think his cowboy boots, I think they got, they're slippery on
they're
the bottom.
They're really slick.
Yeah.
Causing him to buckle at the knees?
Dude, the same thing happened to me. I had cowboy boots on once, and I was at LAX, and they came out from under me, and I hit my head so hard, I thought I was dead.
Like, those true cowboy boots are really slick. They
really
should put some grippies on.
Look, I've had cowboy boots all my life. I've never fallen because of cowboy boots.
I have.
It doesn't really have any grip on the bottom.
Yeah, that's
but it doesn't really give why Post Malone is falling at his shows.
Well, if you see it, they just come right out from under him. They do. I agree. They need some like grippies.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need
to get some bombas for those.
Well, if you want to see Posty fall, get your tickets. Go to the show. He's going to be at the stadium Sunday night with Jelly Roll. Should be one heck of a show.
BJ and Jamie.
Bedell, you should have hit the breaking news for this story. This is huge. This is huge. Man, next time, be on the ball. Okay?
What happened? What happened?
The Aurora thing. The Aurora fireworks.
Why? What is this?
You're going to love this. And he'll pull up the story for you here. But I just saw it a few minutes ago, man. Aurora has announced that now, starting on Sunday, all the way through the 4th of July, fireworks ban is off. You can blow. Take a trip up to Wyoming, load up your trunk, come back here, and just let them rip, man, right there in Aurora. This is so exciting.
This seems like a bad idea. It's going to be hot. Listen to me.
Let me read
it's
going to
be hot. And it's going to be dry. This sounds like a bad idea.
This is awesome, folks. We've been wanting to blow up things for a long, long time. Here we go. It says this from Aurora, Colorado. It says Aurora's fire department is lifting the city's stage one fire restriction, which would normally ban the purchase and use of fireworks. No longer. Starting on June 15th. That is Sunday, by the way. All the way through the July 4th weekend.
Hold on.
Boom. Woo. Let them blow.
Hold on. You are such a dumbass.
What are you talking about?
Well, what?
The fire chief said, conditions don't look that bad. Just let them go.
Is that what he said?
That was a quote.
Okay. Well, Spadil just pulled up. Did you read all of it? You never read. Really?
I'm right here right now.
Did you read the part where it says firecrackers? No firecrackers, no cherry bombs, no Roman candles, no aerial devices of any kind, no rockets, no bottle rockets, nothing that flies in the air.
Where are you seeing that?
Right here that says not allowed.
Well, then how can you lift a fireworks ban if you can't have any of that crap?
Yeah, so basically you can bring out your sparklers.
And snakes. Don't forget the snakes.
Wait a minute. Aurora's permissible fireworks are similar to the types that are allowed in restricted areas.
Yeah, you're dumb. Sorry.
So you can't go to Wyoming? You can't just load up the trunk with things that could just blow up the world?
No, you can't shoot Roman candles at each other like the good old days. Nothing.
Man, what happened to the good old days, man? When you could blow a meal box off a box off the stand with an M80? That was good
days. What was really fun is we'd be swimming out in the lake and then people from the shore would try to hit us with Roman candles.
Yeah. So why would you have this announcement?
There's no announcement. There is an announcement. I'm looking at it.
It's an announcement.
It's an announcement about nothing. It's like, what? I don't get it.
This is crap.
It says fireworks that explode or leave the ground are illegal unless they're professional displays.
So let me ask you a question. This comes up every year.
This is a waste of time to even talk about
when
this.
When you go, listen.
What?
I got a question.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And I'm sure you don't have the answer, but I'm just throwing it out there because somebody might have an answer, okay? When you go to one of these tents that's set up there at the Safeway parking lot, and the big black cat, okay, black cat, yes. That's a big brand, right? You go to that big black cat tent, and you can buy the fireworks, being firecrackers, rubbing candles, and all that crap.
I don't think you can, right?
You can buy them. You just can't shoot them.
No.
That makes no sense to me.
All they have is, like, the snakes and the poppers and then the sparklers, and then they got the tanks that roll, like, 2 inches and then
maybe
fire.
Some fountains because they don't.
They have the stuff inside those tents.
They don't have the big stuff that you want.
Not any of the illegal ones.
They don't have Roman candles. They have firecrackers.
No,
you can't buy.
They got the little spinners. Carson said, they got snakes, tanks. They got streamers.
It sounds like they only have the stuff that's legal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado,
that's why everybody goes to Wyoming.
Yeah.
I'm moving.
It's only an hour to get to Cheyenne, man.
I'll move up there. Just drive every day.
Yeah.
To come to work.
I will tell you this. I learned the hard way because I got a spanking. But so when you burn those snakes, you know, like we used to put them on top of each other, like build them up like fire. Well, when you burn them on the driveway, they make a big stain mark that doesn't work. Huge mark.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Hard to get rid of.
I kind of have some PTSD from that. Not whooping.
Forward to a big bang.
Because apparently I was told not to burn them on that thing. And, oh, well.
All right, so much.
All right, that was a great story, though. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, yeah,
well. Yay. Man, I got to tell you, I think Safeway is going to be on strike this Sunday. I guess the deadline is today at 5. The workers,
you really have a lot in this. Like this and Father's Day, you bring up a lot.
Well, I think the Safeway thing is affects a lot of people.
Who?
A lot, people that buy groceries. just really want to know the truth. Kind of like King Supers. People that buy groceries, this will affect you.
Gotcha.
And it looks like that their deadline is this afternoon at 5, that they put out a proposal. The people that work there have said, hey, if you'll do this, we could stay open. We'll come to work.
But you're right.
And they're saying no.
What you said yesterday is like it's kind of bad timing with all that's going on.
Well,
now with the Israeli strike and all that, nobody's going to pay attention to this.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm mentioning it, because you're going to find out on Sunday when you go to a Safeway if they are on strike and if you're going to cross that line or not. But you're right. They're not getting any publicity. If you remember, King Super's got a lot. But Safeway doesn't seem to be getting any because of all the headlines out there with the riots. And now the Iran thing and blah, 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 blah. It's just everything.
It's not a good PR move. You know what I mean?
The timing's bad.
I'd push it.
I got some bad emails or texts yesterday saying that I was not helping the situation by saying it that way, that there are bigger news items out there. I'm just calling it the way I see it. You're just not getting a lot of publicity for it. And I hope you get everything you want, though.
That's okay. I got in trouble because somebody said I was making fun of diabetes.
Well, you kind of were.
I wasn't. I was saying that you ate all that food and your feet are going to get cut off.
Are you hoping I get diabetes?
No, I don't want you. No, it's a horrible
thing.
You
bring it up. You bring it up as much as I bring up fireworks or
no,
Safeway.
Because you're the one that said you ate like 20 candy bars. I'm like, dude, you don't want a diabetic foot wound. It's
bad.
Yeah,
you got to cut back.
But those king-size Snickers are the best. Oh. They last forever.
Somebody said, though, you can't get diabetes from sugar. I don't know. I don't know a lot about diabetes.
What?
From eating candy bars that I'm misinforming people. I don't know anything. I don't know. So keep eating them.
I didn't realize
that. You'll be fine.
All right. I'm going to load up today then. You know, what the heck? All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday weekend. Almost here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a hot weekend. Today, a chance of rain. They're seeing some thunderstorms, too.
Yep, here and there, scattered.
Yep. Later this afternoon, but a dry weekend, looking good for all the activities that are planned for the weekend. Lots of them, too. Everything's going on in town. You got Parker Days. You got the Renaissance Festival. You got a big old concert. You got Father's Day weekend.
It's Father's Day weekend?
Yes, whoa, Jamie, it is.
It's crazy.
Why does it bother you that I mentioned that?
Well, because, it's literally been for 2 weeks.
Dad's so important in your life, if you think about it.
Well, they very...
More important than Mom.
Yeah.
In most cases, I would guess.
I don't know. I don't know if I got that far.
Yeah, I'll say what people don't want to say. They're both equally as important. I think that's more important. I really do. I think Dad really is the cornerstone man. So take the Cornerstone out for lunch this weekend. Or dinner, something like that. Or an event somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them going on.
I remember that one Father's Day you didn't have frog yet and not one of your kids called.
Yeah, no. Could happen this week, too. Who knows? So, let me show you my exchange I'm having with my wife right now.
All right.
This is pretty exciting.
Okay.
So last night, one of the things she said before she went to pottery is that I need to put
She's still doing that. Good for her.
Yeah, she's still doing the pottery. We got the wheel now, you know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, usually people just try something, you know, like you did with golf, Carson. You tried it for
one shot.
We're so advanced at my house.
Wow.
Yeah, we're making statues for the front yard.
Really?
Pottery. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it's really big, Jamie. Big. I mean, just big old busts.
Yeah.
Maybe a bird
yard.
Bath.
Yeah.
Oh, loaded. Maybe she could, like, make one of you for my yard.
There's so many out there. It looks like a cemetery.
I mean, it's Will you ask her to make one for my yard?
Yeah, I'll get
of you. Of you.
Of me?
Yeah.
We'll knock that out for you. Okay. Yeah, she's really good at it. But before she left for pottery last night, she asked me to put the clothes in the dryer from the washer, right? Because I guess it was a load of frog's clothes or something he needed for today. I forgot. I went to bed, forgot.
Oh, no. So the worst. They stink now.
My first text of the morning this morning from my beautiful, lovely wife.
For Father's Day weekend.
Thank you so much for putting the clothes in the dryer last night like I ask of you.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
So then I replied with a picture of the concert tickets for Post Malone.
Oh, you already did that?
Oh, I've done it, yeah, like a couple of days ago.
No, I know, but you gave it to her like that?
Well, she's got a plan to take somebody with her because BJ can't go.
I know, but
it's Father's Day. That's
how, so after she bitched at you, you did that?
Yeah, I fired back with one of these over the bow, you know? I mean, when somebody comes with a little hateful, you go back with kindness, man. That's how you diffuse the situation.
I don't know if I want to get my tickets like that.
That's how you diffuse the situation.
This is her birthday
this
present.
Is perfect.
No.
Yeah, but no.
No.
How in the hell is it not perfect? You just got reamed for something, but you come back with an act of kindness.
You ruined her birthday present.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I got other things.
No. I'm just saying the way you did it.
You got to give it to her special way.
Yeah,
it's
a special.
I did. I hammered it right to her face, man.
I like how you did it.
Right here in her face.
Don't.
She's being mean to him, and he's like, yo, look, I was nice to you. What's going on?
Yeah, but
I love it.
Yeah, but there's no reason for that. I mean, you know, couples bicker all the time. There's no reason to blow it up like that.
Well, I didn't mean it. You guys are taking it wrong.
No.
I meant to disclose to her. I even wrote, listen, by the way, happy birthday. I bought these for you. I just want you to plan ahead of time since the show
is
Sunday night.
That's not how you said it. You said, boy, I put it right back in her face.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah. Well, no, we can't guess.
You didn't give me a chance to finish.
You're the one that told us you blew it up in her face, man.
I said that.
You kill it with kindness. Somebody
I
comes
said
out
that
at
after
you.
What you
yeah. Kindness. Okay, whatever.
You didn't let me finish.
All I did was send
a picture with the text, and I said, here, you need the plan. You got tickets for Sunday night.
All right.
Okay. And it worked out fine, but I never got a reply back, so I don't know.
Ask her how the close situation
is. Jamie, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm sorry I don't agree with you, but that's what I did.
I have nothing to say. Good for you. Congratulations.
Okay. Took care of it. I will tell you, and they're pretty good seats for a couple hundred bucks, actually. So you can get them on Vivid Seats or some of the other websites that are out there if you want to go to the show. But still no reply. I just got to thank you. Spadil, we were right.
Yeah.
Worked out fine, man. Worked out fine.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.